Yesterday's announcement that Ireland is in line for 540,000 extra doses of the Pfizer vaccine and the positive impact that news will have on our ability to emerge from the lockdown is the story which dominates your front pages this morning. Under the lead headline, the dramatic call that put vaccine plan back on track. The Irish Independent focuses on the call which Micheál Martin stepped out to take from Ursula von der Leyen during yesterday's cabinet meeting, in which he told him the good news about the vaccine. EU saves our jabs rollout is the headline in the Irish Daily Mail, while it's Pfizer on the prize in the Irish Sun. The Irish Daily Star, meanwhile, leads with the line that the Russian embassy has also said that it could supply its Sputnik vaccine to Ireland. Both the Irish Times and Irish Examiner run with the line that the extra supply of the Pfizer vaccine and the reduction in the number of COVID deaths and case numbers means that the country remains on track for a further easing of COVID restrictions from May. The Irish News reports in its front page that ministers are expected to announce today that hairdressers and beauticians will be allowed to reopen their doors across Northern Ireland from the 23rd of April and that non-essential retail will open a week later. The Irish Daily Mirror leads this morning with last night's lotto jackpot of just over €12,740,000, which was won by one individual. It's the biggest lotto win in almost 4 years and the 13th biggest in the game's history. Elsewhere this morning, the Examiner has details of that study, which you'll also have heard covered in the bulletin from the Health Research Board, on the impact that alcohol is having on Irish people now compared to the 1990s. The study found that between 1995 and 2018, the number of alcohol-related discharges from hospitals doubled, while alcohol-related liver disease trebled. The board also highlights CSO research, which found that almost a quarter of people reported increasing their alcohol consumption since the beginning of the pandemic. The Times and Mail both have pictures in their front pages this morning of Wall Street fraudster Bernie Madoff, who died yesterday in a prison in North Carolina at the age of 82 for orchestrating the world's largest Ponzi scheme in 2008. Simon Zeebo is pictured in the front of the Examiner, and inside today's paper, Ronan O'Gara talks about what the return of their all-time record try scorer will mean to Munster. Irish birds are more endangered than ever before, with more than a quarter now on the red list, according to a new report from Birdwatch Ireland. That's on the front of the Times. The Examiner reports this morning that Cork Airport is to close for 10 weeks in September to facilitate upgrading work on its runway. The Independent reports on the quashing in the High Court yesterday of a Cork District Court ruling from last July that landlord Fachna O'Reilly could be liable for any future breaches of noise control levels at his properties. And finally, the property supplement in today's Times features 43 Sanford Terrace, a house which has just gone on the market in Ranelagh in Dublin, on its front page this morning. The paper reports that the previous owners set the bar high with the manner in which they left. They were accompanied by a cavalcade of army motorcycle outriders. An army drummer played in the front garden. There was much saluting. Ranelagh Road was lined with people waving and cheering as the state Rolls Royce passed by, and RTE was there to film it all. It was 1990. And the next family home of the newly elected President Mary Robinson would be Oras an Uachtaráin. We're also told that the sum of €500,000, which the current owners paid for the property, saw it mentioned on Morning Ireland. The price tag, 31 years later, is €4.5 million.